This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, November 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Chuck Daly. Here's today's headlines. Air District approves port deal. Ethanol study counters CARB claims. Shutdown nears an end, and SNAP benefits are still suspended. Here's a programming note. Tomorrow is a federal holiday honoring the nation's veterans. Daybreak will not be published tomorrow. Air District approves cooperative port deal. Southern California air regulators on Friday approved a cooperative agreement with the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, setting a 5-year framework to plan and build zero-emission infrastructure across the nation's largest container gateway. The deal pauses a formal rulemaking process that threatened to cap cargo volumes, but it does include deadlines, public review, and financial penalties if the ports fall behind. The governing board for the South Coast Air Quality Management District voted after months of negotiation and a sharp debate. The agreement requires phased infrastructure plans for zero-emission trucks, cargo handling equipment, harbor craft, and ocean-going vessels. Staff stressed the board did not surrender regulatory authority and can restart rulemaking with just 45 days' notice. Deputy Executive Officer Sarah Reese said the negotiations focused on infrastructure because it was the priority in the rulemaking. If we could get to that result through an agreement and it gets us to the same place, said Reese, maybe there's something here. Environmental justice advocates urged a board to reject the pact, arguing it delays enforceable emission cuts for communities that are already overburdened by freight pollution. Labor and business interests pushed back, citing the need for flexibility as grid capacity and technology continue to evolve. Why it matters? Well, the deal carries major implications for agricultural exporters who rely on drayage networks and terminal capacity to move almonds, citrus, dairy powder, and other products overseas. Farm shippers warn costly or uncertain transitions to zero-emission trucks and equipment could shift cargo out of state ports. Study urges CARB to update ethanol land use penalties. A new analysis from the consulting firm Lifecycle Associates argues that California Air Resources Board is relying on outdated science to penalize corn ethanol under its low-carbon fuel standard. It claims CARB's values for indirect land use change are far higher than what current models support. The report, commissioned by the Renewable Fuels Association, says recent improvements in economic modeling, crop yield data, land use data sets, and soil carbon accounting have significantly lowered projected emissions from indirect land use. RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper said CARB should revise its decade-old value and, quote, fundamentally rethink its outdated hypothetical penalties. Ethanol production to meet California's demand has fallen by 700,000 acres, more than 20% since 2011, the group told CARB in April. The board is expected to begin a formal update process in 2026. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Shutdown nears an end. Lawmakers taking care of ag business. The longest government shutdown in history is nearing an end after state negotiators agreed on a new stopgap spending bill. The Senate voted last night to advance the legislation, clearing the path for approval despite the opposition of most Democrats. The vote was 60 to 40. The bill also takes care of some unfinished business important to ag and food. The legislation includes the fiscal 26 funding bill for the Agriculture Department and Food and Drug Administration. Most of the rest of government only funded through January under the legislation. Also in the bill, a one-year extension of expired Farm Bill programs. Now take note, Senate Democrats had demanded that Republicans agree to an extension of expiring Affordable Care Act insurance subsidies, but all they got out of Senate Majority Leader John Thune was a promise to hold a vote on the issue in December. Senator Adam Schiff of California called the deal to reopen the government, quote, a setback. From my point of view, it was about fighting for two things, fighting for affordable health insurance for people and also fighting for a language in the bill that would prevent them from violating the agreement later by rescissions and impoundments of congressionally approved funding, he said. For more on the spending deal and the FY26 USDA FDA spending bill, go to AgriPulse.com. SNAP benefits remain stayed. USDA tells states they're responsible for unauthorized payments. The Trump administration ordered states late Saturday to halt distribution of full supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits. USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, Patrick Penn, told state SNAP directors in a memo that states must immediately undo any steps taken to issue full SNAP benefits for November 2025. Some states had done that after a district judge ordered USDA on Thursday afternoon to make the funding available, but before the Supreme Court stayed the lower court's orders late the next day. USDA had promptly appealed to the First Circuit Court of Appeals Thursday, but it did not seek an emergency stay of U.S. District Judge John McConnell's order until Friday morning. Later on Friday, Penn issued a memo saying USDA was working towards providing full benefits. The memo to states, quote, made no reference whatsoever either to its appeal of the District of Rhode Island's temporary restraining orders or its motion to stay those orders pending appeal, said the letter to the court on Sunday signed by Andrea Joy Campbell, Attorney General of Massachusetts. Acting in response to the district judge's order, the state of Wisconsin acted to get full benefits activated on EBT cards at just past midnight on Friday. The government said no states should have acted based solely at McConnell's direction. The district court's order requiring payment of full benefits remained stayed by the Supreme Court late Sunday evening. Justice Kenjani Brown Jackson issued the order allowing the appeals court to resolve the government's motion pending appeal. Here's today's final word. The food chain is absolutely crucial and must move and cannot wait at a port. That Manuel Cunha, president of Nisei Farmers League, urging the South Coast Air District to adopt a cooperative agreement with ports. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, November 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.